This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Hundreds of people demonstrated at a special board meeting Monday in Mesa County's largest school district. Most were there to support the district's incoming superintendent and others they fear may soon be fired. Here's CPR's Dina Sieg.
We support you, Dr. Hill!
Assistant Superintendent Brian Hill arrived at District 51's head office ahead of a closed-door meeting where his contract was reviewed. He's set to become superintendent this summer if the board allows it. The conservative majority board is also reviewing contracts for two other administrators. Teacher Laura Adams says in the past,
you know, our schools were kind of this like apolitical body, and now it feels more and more like politics is seeping in, tainting everything that we do in schools.
The district's conservative majority also just eliminated all required pandemic masking at schools. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
In Douglas County, hundreds of students walked out of class Monday in response to their school board's firing of Superintendent Corey Wise. The students' protest followed actions by more than 1,000 teachers who called in absent last week, forcing schools to close for a day. Board members voted to fire the superintendent. Board members who voted to fire the superintendent are being sued and accused of breaking state law in reaching that decision privately. CPR's Jenny Brundine is following the situation in Douglas County, and we'll hear more from her later in this hour. Authorities have identified a suspect in a shooting Friday at a church in Aurora. A woman was killed and two men were injured. Police are looking for Jose de Jesus Montoya Villa, who had a relationship with the woman. There's a warrant charging Montoya Villa with first-degree murder. Denver-based Frontier Airlines says it plans to purchase low-cost competitor Spirit. Both airlines say the merger will help them compete against the country's big four carriers, that is American, United, Delta, and Southwest, and help keep airfares down across the industry. Federal regulators must approve the $3 billion deal before it can go forward. This is CPR News.